Okay, I want to bring in our next guest. I am excited to talk to Lawson Harris, who is the fitness guress. We met.
Did you even know there was a word, guress?
I did not know that, but I remember there was a fitness guru, Michael Fagan.
Yeah, what happened to him? He's out of here.
No, I think she's gone. I think that's her husband. Or maybe their boyfriend, girlfriend.
We don't know the relationship.
We don't know what the
relationship
is.
And we don't judge them.
But Lawson's with us, and they used to be on Sirius Satellite Radio with the Fitness Guru Show.
Is that still around, Sirius?
No, once Howard Stern goes, they're gone. They're not even going to be around. So they left at the right time. Lawson, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I wasn't sure if I was live, so I was trying not to correct you on the relationship status.
Uh-oh.
He's my brother.
Oh, that's... You're kidding me? He's your brother?
No, we're married. We're actually married.
Man, nice, doctor.
Guress is a made-up word. I made it up because I got sick of women being referred to as goddesses, and it irritated me that there wasn't a female form of guru. So I made it up.
I like that. Now, listen, Lawson, tell me about the fitness lab that you have in Brooklyn.
I want to know about marrying her brother.
Yes, I want to know. We'll keep that a secret.
Now that the cat's out of the bag.
Some religious cult? Right? You're part of some religious cult?
Guru-guress fitness religious cult as opposed to Dr. Fitness and the fat guy.
And the fat guy.
Married brother and sister.
Yes. We're married, too. And we're brother and sister.
Unfortunately,
brother and brother.
We can't get away from each other, probably just like you and your husband as well.
Well, you know, we try to get away from each other as much as possible. The lab is a good part of that. It's a really cool place. Michael and I have owned Pilates studios together since 1998, and we've been teaching Pilates since we were tiny little children. We're both dancers, and Pilates is something that dancers did way before everybody else was doing it to stay out of injury, to stay injury-free, to prevent injuries, and to gain flexibility and perfect alignment. And, of course, if you are ever in show business, you know you need a survival job because sometimes there's work and sometimes there's not. So Michael and I have been in fitness since we were in our late teens teaching Pilates, and our dream was always to have a place that encompassed all the things that we do. Pilates, gyrotonic, group fitness classes that were really fun and innovative and entertaining, and a personal training area that had all of the toys that we like, that we want to use, that a lot of gyms don't have or they have set up in a really crazy order, so it wouldn't make sense to use them in a personal training session. So the lab is like our big, fat playpen.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Our big fitness playpen. And we bring our clients there, and we just run them through the mill. And it depends on what they need. It's a great place. We give them what we need, and we use it as a teaching facility. We have the Fitness Guru Teaching Lab, and we certify Pilates instructors, and we do a lot of continuing education for personal trainers. And, you know, speaking of incest, we only hire our own.
Ah, keep it in-house. I like that.
Keeping it in the
pen. I told you it was a cult.
So, it is actually a cult. It's a big fitness cult. But we only hire our own, so it's kind of nice because if you can't get an appointment with Michael or myself, you can get an appointment with one of our trainers who we've certified, and we have trainers that have been with us upwards of 8 years. So once they get in there, they stay, and they're happy, and we're happy, and our clients are happy. So it's a win-win-win situation.
Now, are you guys still in the are you still in the entertainment business? Are you still do dancing as well, or is the fitness full-time and that's everything?
Well, it's funny that you asked. It's really fitness full-time, but, you know, sometimes fitness is entertainment. So sometimes we feel like we're in the entertainment business. You have to keep it interesting. But I don't perform anymore, neither does Michael. And we haven't for a long time. I think once we settled down and said, hey, you know, let's build this brand and let's do this. Let's be the fitness guru. And we focus on it 100%.
Wow. Isn't she 10 times better than he was on the air?
What are you talking about? Michael was great.
You should see me.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah.
Why did we have him on before? Why didn't we just go right to her?
Because we didn't. It wasn't the Fitness Guru show. It was the Fitness Guru. So I know.
But she was on that show.
She was.
I was on that show. But, you know, being a woman, I took a back seat. I was like,
wow.
We call it the Fitness Guru.
And you guys,
Fitness Guru.
And you guys also.
My ego's big enough. We can call it the Guru. I don't care.
And you guys also had the show. You had a studio. You actually did the broadcasting from the fitness lab, right?
We did the broadcasting from the fitness lab for a while, and then they kind of made us go into the studio. They didn't like that anymore. They wanted us to have an engineer, and you know, I think it was a little bit ghetto. I think that you could hear, like, the bathroom door slamming and toilet flushing. And
that's like our operation. Sounds
dropping the F-bomb here and there. So, you know, they said, you guys have to come into the studio to do your radio show. You need an engineer. And we said, okay, fine.
Right.
So we went in and put on the headphones. And it's fun. I miss doing it. But like you said, if Howard's not there, neither am I.
Right.
That's simple.
And Howard's not going to be there. I bet the farm that he's going to be walking away.
Yeah, I think it might be a good move on his part. I think that he is all powerful and he can do what he wants.
But you know, not to digress and get off the subject, but Howard was a big poo-pooer of internet radio and internet stuff on the internet, but all of a sudden he's changed his tune. I think he's seen the power of
the web. I'll briefly touch on this. I think it's all about the Benjamins and it's all about how far you can reach out, how many people you could actually talk to, and how far is your scope. And I think that he realizes that there's a big scope.
Right.
So why not tap that?
Right.
Now, he's kind of the king of tapping that, isn't he?
No pun intended.
That's what she said.
Hey,
now, Lawson, you also created some DVDs as well.
Yeah, I made my first fitness DVD with Michael. He's the producer and the director of it, and I can't get away from this guy.
He's like a Sven Gala. He's like your Sven Gala.
Or an anchor.
Yeah, that could be true. I have a lot of energy. But we made this video. You know, you're always critiquing yourself and grilling yourself, and you hate everything that you do. I actually saw this, and I really liked it. So I know it's not total, you know, garbage. But I like it. I think it's really good. I think the only thing that you might, you know, be aware of when you watch it is it's not your average, you know, fitness DVD. It's super educational. So we're talking about Pilates, which is kind of like the calculus of fitness anyway. So we're talking about muscles, all the different muscles in your abdomen and back. We're showing you tiny little step-by-step movements of how to activate those muscles separately and together to stabilize your pelvis and your scapula, your shoulder girdle. And then we're giving you a workout so that you can practice that technique. So it's kind of heady. You know, it's not like a bunch of cute chicks jumping around.
Right.
You know, in great
outfits. We can get that anywhere.
Yeah, you can get that anywhere. You can go to flirtyfitness.com. That's my favorite fitness porn. Yeah.
But, I think we've had them on.
I think we've had them on, yes.
I love those chicks. And I really admire them. And I want to be a guest on their video someday. And I'll wear anything that they want. I'm coming out publicly and saying that.
Lawson, how about if we hook you up with the Pussycat Dolls with Robin Anton and get you in that?
Are you kidding
me? Getting in that deal.
They would be a little embarrassed because I'm so much older than them and so much younger.
Listen.
I'd be like, okay, 28-year-old, check it out.
There's a market for the Cougars, I guarantee you. It's out there. It hasn't been done yet.
I think we had them on, too.
Cougar Fitness?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If the Pussycat Dolls want a Cougar, I'm throwing my hat in the ring.
Well,
but that's the difference between our video and most videos. It's extremely educational. It's something that you can do at your home. It's even something that I think you should show to your personal trainer if you already have one, because I think your trainer will go, oh, my God, I've been doing this wrong all these years. It's really educational, and it's really something that you look at, and it changes the way you think of fitness. I was listening to the guy who was on before me talk about, like, how much weight can you lift.
You understood? You understood that in Russian? You're kidding
me.
I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, but I'm glad you did. That's great.
I love his accent.
I do, too.
But it's the antithesis of that. It's like, how integrated can I make these exercises? It's not how much can I lift. It's how well can I lift it. So it's a totally different mindset, and it builds, you know, a longer, stronger, leaner body. It's more postural, and it's more prevention. It's, you know, as you said, you know, grown-ups are not as fat as they used to be, thank God, and we're fitter than we used to be. So we need to take that extra step to make sure that we're not just fit, but we're really smart, and that we keep learning and that we keep improving our level of fitness and our fitness education. That's what the video is for.
Now, Lawson, we recently talked to Kathy Smith, who I'm sure you've known
about.
Love
her.
She's fantastic, and it's amazing to see how she's very popular back in the early 80s, and she's still at this and going strong. Where do you see yourself in the next 10, 20 years in the fitness world? Where do you see it changing, evolving to? Do you still see it as in the Pilates model and still making that.
What's going to replace Pilates is really the question he's asking.
That's a really good question. There's a lot of stuff out there that's very Pilates-esque, and that's what people are doing now. And I have to say, that's a little bit what our video is like, too. It's called Pilates Everyday Training, and it's called Pilates Everyday Training because it really combines the Pilates muscular activation with basic personal training exercises. So we did try to, I don't want to sit, well, I guess I will say it. We tried to dummy it down, kind of bring it into the mainstream. And I think that's where everybody's headed. I think that Pilates and yoga will become consumed by other forms of exercise, like, you know, basic personal training. There are all these hybrid classes in New York City right now. There's cardio Pilates mat, there's spin Lotties, there's yoga Lotties. I mean, if you put Lotties at the end of the word, you can basically guarantee that there are going to be a gang of people up in your joint. So you can tell them from Brooklyn.
The question is, can you make an app for that?
Yes.
An app for getting a gang of people up in your joint?
No, an app for Pilates.
Yeah, you could definitely make an app for Pilates. I mean, there are 27 basic Pilates mat exercises. There are 16 basic Pilates fundamental exercises, and then there's a vocabulary of thousands and thousands of Pilates apparatus exercises. And, you know, you could do an app that it's sort of like, you know, Urban Spoon, where you just roll the dice of your phone and it picks up 27 different mat / you know, apparatus exercises and gives you your workout for the day. And as long as it's cohesive and it's intelligent, then it would be helpful. So there's a lot of different really fun things that could happen. And I just think applying Pilates to sports, everyday fitness is the way it's going to go. You know, what Kathy Smith has done is she does a lot of yoga now. All of her exercises are yoga-based now, and that was not her thing earlier. And
right, it's a lot of cardio.
When we were all aerobics. Kittens, she was jumping herself like a crazy person. She was a little bean, and she jumped around and did a lot of impact and did a lot of stuff that we all did in the 80s, and maybe that wasn't so bright. And now we're sort of backpedaling and saying, you know what, you know, we're in our 40s now, we're in our 50s, we're in our 60s. We need to be smarter.
Now, what about the leg warmers?
And the thong. Do you think they'll bring back the thong? Because I was a big proponent of the thong.
You know what? I am down with the leg warmers, the thong, and the belt that loops through the back of the thong and comes out the front. So, like, let's get it right.
And then connects to the leg warmers.
That belt was crucial. And people ask me all the time, why would you put a belt through the back of your leotard? And I said, because if it wasn't a thong, it would make it a thong. And if the legs were too low cut, you could hike it all the way up to your waist.
We thought we were only going to learn about Pilates today.
Yeah.
Now we're learning about...
Yeah. That's why she's 100 times better than her husband.
It's not even close. The rest is full service. Now, I'm going to show you how to wear your thong as well.
Now, Lawson, talking about...
Now, that's a DVD I buy.
First you take your finger.
So talking about you and Michael.
Let's not talk about Michael.
I like Michael. I like him. If it wasn't for Michael, I wouldn't be talking to Lawson.
He's good.
He protected her from us.
I don't know. What the hell?
She would have been on the show, but he's like, no, Pip, I'll be on the show.
Know, here's the deal, Lawson. When it comes to hot chicks, the fat guy, he's got a place in his heart for fat chicks. I mean, for
fat
hot chicks.
Nice.
Not for
now
fat
you're calling
chicks.
Her fat.
I said the fat guy. But I want to go back to the two of you. Now, when it comes time for you guys to exercise, do you guys separate out and do your own thing, or do you guys find yourself doing a lot of things together, being that you're both in the fitness world?
We could not be more different when it comes to wanting to work out. And I've had Michael train me often, and I usually end up wanting to punch him in the face. I'm going to stay at the 35-minute mark. I'm like, okay.
Get away.
I'm going to stab you in the eye with a pen. Get away from me.
Right.
But, you know, Michael's, you know, obviously he's a guy, so he likes to do a lot of, I'm not going to say ballistic, but he likes to do a lot of plyometrics. He likes to do a lot of stuff that my body doesn't do naturally. He likes to do fast, I don't know if people have talked about fast twitch or slow twitch muscle groups on the show. Michael likes to do a lot of fast twitch. So in other words, it makes you have to do something really difficult, really quick, and it's like striking a match over and over and over again.
And meaning it's over, and usually it's over very quickly.
Exactly. Boom, boom, done. And for me...
I wonder where you got that from. How many kids do you have?
Yeah, I wonder. And for me, I want to go for a run for like 45 minutes.
Right.
And I want to do some Pilates, and maybe I want to lift some weights that are like half the size of what he thinks I should lift. So we're very different, and we generally don't work out together. I mean, men and women are really different. And I have to say, when I do train with him, I look different. I look more muscular. Uh-huh. And I don't really like that. I kind of like to look leaner.
Maybe that's what he likes. You ever think of that?
Yeah. He likes a little bit. He likes me when I think I look fat. That's when he's like, oh,
right.
Honey, you look smoking hot.
Yeah.
Like, you kidding? My butt's the size of Texas. But he likes
because no other guy's looking at you. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, right. I feel really safe with you, baby. Right. You're giant. You're ginormous.
Well, we've been talking with Lawson Harris, the fitness guru, and you have a new DVD out. What's the name of the new DVD?
The name of the new DVD is Pilates Everyday Training, and you can get it on Amazon.com, or you can get it on our website, which is www.fitnessgurunyc.com. And the website's really cool because we also have our podcasts on the website, which are...
Oh, you do podcasts? You're still doing that as well?
We do really cool podcasts. You can download them onto your iPod, take it to the gym with you, and it's Michael or me personal training you in your ear with music and as well. So the podcasts are really cool. If you can't make it to us, we're going to make it to you via those podcasts.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, they're a really good training tool. And they're good, you know, listen, if you're in the business, it's a really good education. We all need to stay smart, and we all need to sort of tap each other for new inspiration. So if you're a professional and you're listening to the show, check it out too. It's a good training tool.
Fitnessgurunyc.com. Check it out. Check out the podcast. And you also have, is there also, you can get, you have a store there as well to purchase.
You can buy the most adorable t-shirts you've ever seen, and they're really funny. Like, some of them say Pilates Biatch on the back, and some of them say Guns, Gims, and Guru, and we have a new shirt that says Be It, Live It, Love It on the front, or Suck It on the back. So,
that must come from you. That must be your input.
Of course.
Yes.
I make all the merchandise, so yeah, it's all a little snarky and bad.
Well, we really...
But that's why people like it.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. And we're, you know, the fact that me and the fat guy, we come to New York quite often. Can we come by?
Yeah.
Can we come to the fitness lab?
Michael said we couldn't.
No, he said
he's
fine.
Yeah, no, you can totally come over.
He's making that
come
up.
Come over, and we'll either work out or we'll just drink.
We're not going to work out. We're going to eat pizza. That's what we're going to do.
No, no, no. We'll work out first. I'll go for a run with you, and the fat guy
can eat pizza with
Michael. That's fine. That'll work well for me. But anyway, thank you so much for taking the time out to come on our show today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's fitnessgurunyc.com. And also, please thank Michael and say hi to
him. Don't thank him.
Yes. Say hi.
I won't.
From Dr. Fitness, say hi.
I'll give him a big wet kiss from Dr. Fitness. In fact, I'll give him a little kick in the shin.
There you go. There you go.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Lawson Harris, the fitness gurus. Check them out at fitnessgurunyc. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. And just to give you an idea of what you can find in this book, I'm just
pulling
out.
You're going to give one of the ways for free?
I'm going to throw one out here. This is in chapter 23. Number 23. Take a dance class or cheer for exercise. So this is what your little the fat guy says at
the
end.
I like the little
zingers at the end. Fat guy, Dr. Fitness says dancing is perfect for the person who hates the gym but wants an awesome cardio workout. The fat guy says dancing is a courting ritual. I haven't boogied since my wedding.
There you go. Another tip.
I like
another
it.
Marriage
I
tip.
Like it.